Perception is a Mirror, edited by Francis Vaughn and Roger Walsh. You respond to what you perceive, and as you perceive, so shall you behave. Every response you make to everything you perceive is up to you, because your mind determines your perception of it. You cannot be aware without interpretation, for what you perceive is your interpretation. Understand that you do not respond to anything directly, but to your interpretation of it. Your interpretation thus becomes the justification for the response. Perception selects and then makes the world you see. It literally picks it out as the mind directs. The laws of size and shape and brightness would hold, perhaps, if other things were equal, but they're not equal. For what you look for, you're far more likely to discover than what you'd prefer to overlook. The world can teach no images of you unless you want to learn them. Reality needs no cooperation from you to be itself, but your awareness of it needs your help. Perception is a choice of what you want yourself to be, the world you want to live in, and the state in which you think your mind will be content and satisfied. It chooses where you think your safety lies at your decision. It reveals yourself to you as you would have you be. And always, it is faithful to your purpose. Let us be glad that you'll see what you believe and that it has been given to you to change what you believe. If you perceive truly, you're canceling out misperceptions in yourself and in others simultaneously. Because you see them as they are, you offer them your acceptance of their truth so they can accept it for themselves. Let us not rest content until the world has joined our changed perception. Let us not be satisfied until forgiveness has been made complete. As I share the peace of the world with my brothers, I begin to understand that this peace comes from deep within myself.